This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The world is very small, and I love a good It's a Small World story. And I had one happen over the weekend. My husband and I were going to our stretch class, and our instructor came running up to us, Lucas. He's like, Tammy, Kurt, how do you know these women? And he pulls up his phone and he shows a picture of two girls at the pool that I took when we were there for the River Concert Series at Sequan. And I said, I don't know them. It's just a picture I took. And he's like, what? He said, I went to high school with both of those girls in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh.
That's
the really weird part.
Yeah,
Sun
exactly.
Prairie is a little town right next to Madison where Tam and I came before we moved here. It's right next to Madison.
Yeah, it's a
crazy
suburb. And the thing is he assumed I must have known them because I lived in Madison.
Did you know he went to Sun Prairie?
I did know that.
Okay. Which is a small world on its own.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, I don't. He's like, you don't? And I was like, no, honey. I was just taking pictures with people.
How random
in the
is
crowd.
That?
Yeah, isn't that wild? I think her name was Mitzi. And shoot, I don't forget the other girl. I can't remember the other girl's name. But anyway, Mitzi, hi.
Hi, Mitzi and friend.
But what a small world, right? He couldn't believe that we didn't know them.
833-287-1037. The world is full of small world stories. Beth, you've got one.
At 17 or 18, I moved across the country from New Hampshire, and I moved to South Orange County, and I moved to Arizona. I ended up moving to South Orange County a few years later, and I was working in Dana Point Harbor, and a girl from my high school walked in. That's a small world.
From New Hampshire to Dana Point Harbor. Yeah, I'd say that's a small world.
Exactly. I mean, and the odds of your classmate? I mean, that's just wild.
Something like that happened to me. I've told the story about my close friend Tom, who I went to high school with. And I ran into him at, like, aisle 4 at the Rancho Bernardo Vaughn's. I didn't know he moved here. I knew he went to college out here, but that was years ago. He and I not only ran into each other, literally ran into each other. We graduated from the same high school, same year. We both moved to Southern California. We both have daughters the exact same age. We both got divorced around the same time. Uh-huh. Our fathers passed away within a month of each other. I'm like, bro, we need to stop having the exact same life. But yeah, what a small world that is. We were shopping. Mm-hmm. Had I picked a Ralph's, this might never have happened.
Right. Thanks for sharing that, Beth.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Liz in Chula Vista, it is a small world after all. Go ahead.
Okay, so one time it was going into senior year in high school, the summer before, me and my basketball team with our coach planned a month trip to Europe to travel. Mind you, we did not go through the school to do this trip, but while we were there in Paris, we were in a small gelato shop in the middle of Nice in Europe, and we ran into our principal.
Well, that had to be a little awkward since it wasn't sanctioned through the school. And oh my God, there's the principal.
Yeah, it was just like shock on all of our faces. Luckily, our coach did not get in trouble, and he just kind of shrugged it off his shoulders. Like, he just hugged all of us and congratulated us on going to like CIF championships. But that was such a small world thing. Like, we were in Imperial Beach, a small town, and meeting in Paris, like, that's such a small world thing.
Especially in a place like a gelato shop, where there are like, they're like taco stands here. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. You could have picked any gelato shop. Thanks for that, Liz.
Of course. Awesome. You guys have a great day.
I had it's a small world moment over the weekend when the coach at our stretch class came up to me showing me a picture that I took at Saquon at the pool party, asking me if I knew the girls in the picture because he went to high school with them in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. I didn't know him. It's wild. 833-287-1037. What's your small world story?
Vern and Escondido. Go ahead, man.
Hey, we were flying into Florida to visit my sister about 8 years ago. We get off the plane near Pensacola. And all of a sudden, my wife, who was a teacher, a preschool teacher for 25 years, hears, "Miss Sherry, is that you?" We turn around. There's a 25-year-old man standing there. Apparently, that was one of her very first students. He saw me, and apparently I hadn't changed much, and associated the two of us together, and he, "Is that you?" And they sat there and talked for over 2 hours.
He remembered his preschool teacher.
I felt so bad last week when we had my report cards from school years past.
Yes.
And it was my kindergarten teacher,
mm-hmm,
who apparently loved me.
Yes.
And I did not know her name, and you were so shocked I did not remember her name. I would not know if my preschool teacher on an airplane came and punched me in the face. I wouldn't know who she was.
Well, let's hope she doesn't do that. Thank you, Vern.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Martha in Fallbrook, share with us your small world story.
So a few years ago, we were on a cruise to the Mediterranean, and some friends of ours that we were longtime friends, 30 years, neighbors, and they had moved to Washington. I hadn't seen them in years. We're at the Uffizi Museum in Florence, Italy. I turn around, and there they are.
Were they on the same cruise as you were?
No, they were in a totally different vacation. They were doing bike riding through Tuscany, and they happened to be in Florence, Italy. It was hilarious. Well, the funny thing is that, you're supposed to be very quiet in a museum, and all of a sudden, I scream so loud, everybody looks at us.
I bet people in the museum are like, shh. What is wrong with these people? You know, the wildest one, though, John, I think, and it kind of pertains to our show. My mother-in-law, Mama Barbara, used to be our Olympic correspondent.
Well, she used to join us periodically and just wow us with her Wisconsinisms, one of which we made into the best jingle in the history of jingles.
I like the way you work, kid.
Hot diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work, kid.
Hot diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
As soon as she said hot diggity that one day on the air, I'm like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do with that clip.
It's brilliant, John. It's brilliant.
Well, yeah,
anyway,
I mean,
she was, years ago, she was in Boston with one of her granddaughters who was going to college. They were sitting at a bus stop, and a mother and a daughter came and sat by them. The daughter was getting ready to go to college for the first year in Boston. So they kind of started talking. And then Mama Barbara asked them where they were from. And they said San Diego. And she said, oh, really? San Diego? My daughter-in-law lives there. And
she says you might have heard her on the radio.
The girl looks at her and she said, wait a minute. Are you Mama Barbara?
Come on.
Yes.
In Boston.
In Boston.
On a bus stop.
At a bus stop. Yes. Isn't that wild? Oh my God. Let me tell you, it took like 2 years for Mama Barbara's head to kind of come back to normal size after that one. Because wouldn't that make you just feel like queen of the world?
I mean, yeah. If I had a nickel for every Boston bus stop recognition. Wow, that's crazy, man. That is a small world story.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.